Hey everyone, welcome back to Stoic State of Mind. Your daily dose of wisdom, motivation, and let's be honest, a little bit of hilarious reality check. I'm your host, Brandon Cole, here to help you navigate this crazy thing called life with a little more grace, a lot more resilience, and maybe even a dash of Stoic swagger. Today we're tackling something that's both incredibly important and surprisingly uncomfortable. Failure. You know it, I know it, we all experience it sometimes in spectacular fashion, right? But here is the secret sauce. Failure doesn't have to be this looming monster that crushes your spirit. It can actually be your secret weapon, your fast track to growth and success. Ever felt like you're constantly trying to avoid making mistakes, tiptoeing through life afraid of messing up? You know that feeling when you see someone else succeed, and a little voice in your head whispers, "I could never do that." Well, let me tell you something, those voices are usually full of it. Here is the deal. Embracing failure as a learning opportunity is not about becoming reckless or accepting mediocrity. It's about shifting your perspective, changing your relationship with setbacks. It's about realizing that every stumble, every misstep, is actually a data point, a piece of information that can help you grow and level up. Think about it this way. Some of the most successful people in history have stories littered with epic failures. Think J.K. Rowling. Her first Harry Potter book was rejected by 12 publishers before finding its home. Imagine if she had given up after the 10th rejection. Or Thomas Edison, who famously said, "I haven't failed. I've just found 10,000 ways that will work." He understood that failure wasn't an endpoint, it was a stepping stone on his path to success. So, how do we actually start embracing failure as a learning opportunity? Here are 5 key takeaways. 1. Reframe your language. Instead of saying "I failed," try saying "that didn't work out as planned, but what can I learn from it?" This subtle shift in wording can dramatically change your entire mindset. It takes the sting out of failure and replaces it with a sense of curiosity and opportunity. 2. Analyze, don't dwell. When something doesn't go your way, take some time to reflect on what happened. What went well? What could have been done differently? What were the contributing factors? Be honest with yourself, but avoid dwelling on negativity. The goal is to extract valuable insights, not to wallow in self-criticism. 3. Experiment and iterate. Remember that progress isn't always linear. There will be ups and downs, successes and failures along the way. Embrace the experimentation process. Be willing to try new things, learn from your mistakes, and keep refining your approach. 4. Celebrate small wins. Don't wait for the big milestones to feel good about yourself. Acknowledge and celebrate every small victory along the way. This helps build momentum, keeps you motivated, and reinforces the idea that progress is happening even when things aren't perfect. 5. Seek feedback. Don't be afraid to ask for constructive criticism from trusted mentors, friends, or colleagues. Sometimes, an outside perspective can offer valuable insights that you might have missed. Let me tell you a quick story about this. I remember years ago, I was trying to start my own business, a crazy idea, right? But I was all in. I put everything into it, worked around the clock, and poured my heart and soul into making it happen. And guess what? It failed miserably. I mean, like epic fail level. All those late nights, the sleepless weekends, the stress, it all came crashing down. But here's the thing. Instead of letting it crush me, I decided to view it as a learning experience. I analyzed every aspect of the business, from my marketing strategy to my financial projections, and I identified what went wrong. What did I learn? Tom. Did I feel discouraged? Absolutely. But I also felt incredibly empowered because I knew that I had learned something valuable that could help me succeed next time. So, remember this. Failure is not the opposite of success, it's a part of the journey. Embrace it, learn from it, and keep moving forward with resilience and determination. What are your thoughts on embracing failure? Have you ever had a moment where you turned a perceived setback into a massive win? I want to hear your stories. Share them in the comments below, or hit me up on social media. And don't forget to subscribe to Stoic State of Mind for more daily doses of wisdom and inspiration. Until next time, keep striving, keep growing, and remember, you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.